Cardiff Test Match, Day 2 Preview. Here is Rod Sloan speaking. Here are my thoughts on what happened yesterday and what we can expect today. Now, as an English supporter, I was quite frustrated with yesterday. When England were 93 for 3, I was talking to an Australian acquaintance, one that you know on here, Dingo Dougie Jenner, and I thought England would do well to make it to 250. But when Peterson and Collingwood were going well, and then later Pryor in the evening with Flintoff, you know, we were all hoping for 450 maybe. So I think England blew it yesterday. What England need to do is occupy the crease. I wanted to see some of the spirit of a Jeffrey Boycott yesterday, a John Edrich, a Mike Atherton. I tell you what, if a Steve Waugh or an Alan Border had been batting yesterday, they still be batting. They would have got three figures. I think England batsmen gave it away far too easily. Now, there's been a lot of discussion in the press about the Kevin Peterson dismissal. You know, Jeffrey Boycott's been saying, you know, my mum could have batted against that guy. You know, so here's my view. I think Peterson's dismissal was clever. He's saying, look, I'm looking at this bowler. What's he called? Haulage. I'm looking at Haulage. And I know he's rubbish, but if I get out to him, maybe they'll keep bowling him in the next test match. So I think that was a tactical decision by Peterson to get out to Haulage and play that shot, which maybe, well, sort of shot you play on the beach, basically, wasn't it? So today, what can we expect? Well, how many more runs can England get? Who knows? Maybe we'll get 7. Maybe we'll get 70. But I think today is the day when Lancashire came up, and it's Lancashire versus Australia today. I think Jimmy Anderson and Andrew Flintoff will be key today. And particularly Anderson. We know when he's on form, he's world class. When he's not on form, he's horrible in that sense. So I think England got to step up and be mean and be tough. Of course, this is test cricket. This is tough. You don't give an inch. When you get an advantage, you exploit it. You drive on. So I want a much more meanness from England. Much more toughness. You know, none of this sort of shilly-shallying, wishy-washy, semi-amateurish approach. And talking about an amateurish approach, I was watching the Ashes yesterday on the BBL, on the Sky online service, Sky Player. When I say I was watching, I meant to say I was trying to watch, because once the game started, their service went to pot. Basically, I'm not sure what the technical reason is, whether they haven't put enough resource into it, but the service just kept on rebooting. So, you know, it kept on freezing each ball. In fact, what's quite interesting was, I was watching it the time that Paul Collingwood nicked the ball behind him. I think it was off Hilfenhaus, wasn't it? And it froze. And so you've seen that Collingwood had nicked the ball, and the ball was then travelling towards the wicketkeeper. I didn't know for a minute and a half whether the catch had been taken and Collingwood was out. So come on, Sky. Come on, Rupert Murdoch. You've got our money. Put together a decent service. It's proved to be very popular. Let's make sure, you know, I'm paying for this service. I want a good one. So today, key day. I think it's a day for the English bowlers to stand up. And let's take it to these Australians. And let's be careful, because I'm sure one Australian will say, I'm not giving my wicket away. They'll see what England did and say, we're not going to do what England did. You've got to take my wicket from me, you know, from my cold, dead hands, as a famous phrase once said. So I think we're going to have to work hard. We're going to have to be accurate, a lot of heartache. But come on, England, you can do it.